Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. If you have a backstage pass, tomorrow night during our pre-show, we will have a major announcement about our show, the configuration of our show. Major, major, major announcement. And I say that because generally our backstage pass members get the info before we release it on the air. But I'm actually happy that we have made this decision. As you know, we're leaving the radio platform and we're going to be all digital as of the 15th. On the 15th, we have some other amazing and surprising news for you as well. So we're going to roll that out tomorrow night during our pre-show, which is usually 6:30 to 7 Pacific, so that would be 9:30 to 10.
Wait a minute. What one?
I said 6:30 to 7 Pacific.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out now what the East Coast is.
I can tell you what the East Coast is.
Well, Phil, that's why you hire them.
I don't need them to. No, I don't hire them to tell me what time it is on the East Coast.
Well, I'm just converting it right now if you want me to.
I already know, but it's 9:30.
Hold on. Okay. Not Brisbane.
Well, what is that, man?
That's Australia.
Forget about Australia, man. I already know. It's 9:30 to 10.
Yeah, but let me just do it.
He has his iPhone out, Phil. Have you seen? You can enter in a time.
I know that, General. I know. I have one.
You want to know what time it is in Moscow? Sorry. Yeah, you're right. 9:30 to 10.
Right. So,
Well, Phil, he's just double-checking for you.
I don't need anybody double-checking that for me. I don't have a problem with that. See, I know a lot of people that do. I don't. You know?
A lot of people do. You're absolutely right. I'm one of them.
Yeah, no, I don't understand that, though. I don't understand how someone can't get the time zone, time difference thing. You know?
Well, Phil, it's not much different from... Some of us have a very difficult time. For instance, don't you have a difficult time converting miles to kilometers?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. But I don't think that puts me in the minority. I think that puts me in the majority.
You think you're in the majority? Woo, baby. Boy, that's a hot one.
Phil, everyone knows how to do that.
No, not everyone knows how to do that. Not in America, they don't. Not in America.
Well, no, but we're talking worldwide.
Well, no, I'm talking about America.
Well, Phil, America's not the center of the ding-dang universe, you know.
I know that, General, but I'm saying here in America, most people cannot make the meters conversion. Most people have to have assistance doing that. I don't think it's a rare thing when someone says, wow, I don't know, when you say 50 kilometers, you know, how many miles is that, you know?
It's 35 miles.
Well, you don't know that.
I can look it up right now, if you give me a minute.
Yeah, Bud just got his iPhone, so he just can't wait to look stuff up. Okay, General, maybe you're good at it, but I'm just telling you. So, be that as it may, if you don't mind, I'd like to finish this promo and get into what it is we're going to do here. Is that okay with you?
Well, what are you looking at me for, Phil? Oh, my God. You think, what am I, the Cossack of the Phil Henry Show?
The Cossack of the Phil, that's good, Ms. Gray.
Thank you.
No, Phil.
Yeah, fine, that's very funny. No, you're not, and I would like to finish doing what I'm doing. So,
thank you, about 35 miles.
That's fantastic, man. Did you look that up?
No, I'm just guessing.
Great. So anyway, folks, if you will, if you might, if you'd like, join us for our pre-show tomorrow night, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. All right, we're excited to have on the program tonight Jeff Dowder. Now, this is not exciting news. This is frightening news. Anytime we hear about these kinds of things, we get a bit of a, as Jay Sanders would say, there's a little hitch in our step. Federal authorities are telling airlines to be on the lookout for bombs concealed in shoes. Now, Department of Homeland Security, and look at this, they give a stock price quote, HOMS down 26.56%.
Let me see, are you kidding me?
Is that a mistake?
I don't know, what does it say?
HOMS.
That's Holmes. Yeah, that's Holmes.
No, it ain't, man. It's HOMS having to do with something. Anyway, the warning stems from intelligence that says terrorists could use explosives packed in shoes to take down commercial flights, according to an official, but the intelligence doesn't point to a specific plot. Joining us on the phone here is Chris Norton. He is an adult film producer, and as I understand it, Chris, you still do telemarketing, right?
Well,
Yeah. Sorry, I still occasionally do telemarketing. Not like I used to. I mean, I'm trying to be more identified with the adult film business.
Why do you have this gentleman? No offense, Mr. Norton, but why is this gentleman on?
Because Mr. Norton has a familiarity with clothing, wardrobe, shoes.
Well, because he's a filmmaker.
Yes, ma'am. I am a filmmaker. And
Not a problem. I think you probably could have gotten someone from legitimate...
Well, Ms. Gray, I mean, I can hear you talking to Mr. Henry. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the film. I understand there's a lot of people that don't think adult film is the best. They think that is probably not the best example of filmmaking, but I can assure you we are extra special, aware of doing quality movies, especially when we're purchasing a wardrobe for the movies.
All right. But you had an interesting blog post today about terrorists using shoes.
Oh, so you wrote about this?
Yes, I did, ma'am. Yes, I did.
Tell us about this.
Well, I think there are certain shoes that you should be aware of that a terrorist is going to be wearing. It depends on who the terrorist is. Is he going to be wearing, for instance, I'll give you an example. There's a shoe called a stack heel. Okay, and that's a heel made of leather or another material covering that gives the appearance of wood, but it's a stack heel. So you can put a explosive, very, very much so, put explosive down in there, you know.
And what's this called again, Mr. Norton?
It's called a stack heel.
Is this something a man would wear?
I doubt that. I mean, it's more...
This is a lady's shoe.
Yeah, it's a lady's shoe. It depends, though, on the walk of life. I didn't mean to make a pun there.
That's the walk of life, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It depends on...
Depends on what walk of life you're in.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Okay, we got it.
Yes.
Yeah, so it depends on the walk of life that you're in. But if you're in the entertainment business, like so many of my friends are, like, for instance, I am, I will probably be more prone to wear a stack heel. And so if I'm going on an airplane or on a jetliner and I am jetting off to some exclusive vacation spot, to get my skin exfoliated or something like that, then I am going to wear a stack heel.
We're talking to Chris Norton from Norton Explodes Entertainment. He's a filmmaker as well as a telemarketer in Hermosa Beach, California. Excuse me, my nose got a little plugged up there.
Yeah, that happens a lot to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Chris is...
Are you all right, Miss Harry?
No, I'm fine. Where are you, by the way?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm down at down at Rusty Pelican in Hermosa Beach, having just a quick cocktail and hang with some of my friends there.
Oh, okay. I heard some music in the background. I'll tell you what we're going to do is take a break and get back into this. We do have Larry Grover who will join us from Conservatives of Kern County.
What?
I'm sorry.
I was saying to a friend of mine, oh boy, I'm familiar with Mr. Grover. He's extremely. Extremely argumentative.
Well, I would like to get his view on the security question, Chris, from the standpoint of just the political side of things. So, Chris Norton talking to us about shoes and why. Why a filmmaker? Well, what kind of shoes might a terrorist be wearing who's trying to smuggle a bomb aboard an airplane? There was a warning today from the Homeland Security.
All right, so there was a warning from... All right, okay, good. So I understand the sense of this segment now. Good.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out too, Phil, but...
Yeah, well, you can be assured of one thing, folks, that when I bring something up on the show, it's probably been in the news, or it has, in my opinion, some compelling interest.
Yeah, because a lot of times you bring something up and nobody... I mean, I'm not saying a lot of time, but you bring it up and no one cares.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, this time I'm sure people will care. And if they don't, well, we'll present it in such a way so that they will want to care. How about that?
Well, now you're telling people how to think. Okay.
Sorry, Phil. We're doing too much. Why don't we all just shut our big fat bazoos?
Speak for yourself, General.
No, no, I'm speaking for you, Margaret. Let's all shut our big bazoos.
So you're calling my mouth a bazoo? This is a mouth that a man kisses at night. A mouth...
Yeah.
All right. Just, we'll take a break and be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Jeff Dowder joining us, as well as our good, close, personal friend, Larry Grover. And we'll get to the very bottom of this whole very exciting, I mean, exciting issue on shoes, you know, and shoe bombers. Famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, online at TuneIn, and live streaming audio on our website with a backstage pass. You can also watch our live video cast every night, which is what we're doing right now, a live video cast for our backstage pass members. As I mentioned, tomorrow night we have a special announcement to make to our BSPs concerning our show, which we think is going to be good news. Chris Norton joining us tonight from the Rusty Pelican in Manhattan Beach, and we're talking to Chris about the shoe bomb warning. Chris, being a filmmaker, and I have to tell people you are in adult films, but you do deal with wardrobe.
I do, Mr. Turner. I do deal with wardrobe. I'm going to have to. Can you? If it's getting too loud, I can probably back away and go down to. I do have access to a private office here.
You have what?
I do, as I was going to say, I do have access to a private office down here. If you want me to.
No, we can hear you fine.
Yeah, I can hear you so far, but I did hear some of the...
What is the... I hear, if you don't mind, Chris, I'm hearing... What is that?
It's probably some of the, you know, techno music that I listen to. A lot of my friends do, too. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. All right, so let's continue with our conversation. Larry Grover is going to join us from Culver City, California. He's at the Culver Bowl there in Culver City, and we're talking... Larry, and thank you for joining us. We're talking about the threat of more terrorist activity aboard planes vis-a-vis shoe bombings.
Well, there's no question, Phil. It's a dangerous world we live in. And this is another test of the Obama administration and their ability to secure safely, to secure to the American people their freedoms, and to secure their liberties. Yeah, I know it sounds like it's the Constitution of the United States. I don't mean to do a speech. Just making sure that Obama understands what this is all about.
Right. Well, my whole interest in this, though, is to make sure that they know the kind of shoes.
Okay, this gentleman, you're talking about shoes, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because the threat, the most recent threat is of shoe bombing.
Okay, I certainly understand that, and I think that to the extent that this gentleman can help with that, by all means. There's no question that President Obama needs, you know, all the help he can get.
Well, you know, I'm looking, Mr. Henry, you were talking to me about a...
Let me ask you about specific shoes here, and maybe you can weigh in, Larry. You're talking about the stacked heel.
Yeah, the stacked heel shoe is made of leather, and I mentioned that has an empty heel, so... And there are members of my industry, people in the entertainment industry, who's going to wear a stack heel. I would wear a stack heel. The other shoe, and this may be a shoe that you are familiar with, Mr. Grover, and that is Osford. The Osford is a shoe that I think a lot of men would wear. Osford fits good, and it also looks sleek and looks hip, and it tucks in good, you know.
Are you talking about a shoes now, right?
Yeah, we're talking about the kinds of shoes that a shoe bomber might be wearing.
Okay, and did you, which shoe, have you started talking about them?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about the Oxford?
Yeah, the Oxford shoe. I wear the wingtip, Chris. I wear a wingtip. Sometimes I'll wear a saddle shoe, not a saddle shoe. I wear a wingtip and a cowboy. My wife will wear the two-tone saddle shoe. I wear a cordovan sometimes for work or the wingtip. And then I also wear the cowboy boot, which is popular.
There's no question. A cowboy boot is going to be one that is very popular. And I've seen a lot of very excellent looking. Now, have you, I have asked you, Mr. Grover, if you wear Oxford or even if you wear a cowboy boot, do you wear socks?
Okay, and so that's what I wear.
Are you asking me a question?
Yes, sir. I'm asking Mr. Grover, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you wear sauce?
Am I on the sauce, did you say?
No, he's asking, do you wear socks?
Did I wear socks, or do I now currently wear socks? No, sir, I'm asking you, do you now currently wear socks? It sounds to me like he's saying Oz or something.
No, socks. Do you wear socks?
Of course I wear socks, especially with a cowboy boot. You can't possibly not put on... You can't really sport the cowboy boot without a sock. Or socks, you know, if you've got... You're not going to wear one boot. But I'm saying, speaking of the cowboy boot, if you're going to go that route, if you're going to go out on a Friday night or you're going to go to work and you want to go the boot route, you want to go the cowboy boot look, you're going to have a sock to go with it. If you're wearing two boots, then two socks.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So if you're putting on a cowboy boot, you have on a sock. If you have two, you wear socks, right?
Yeah, you and I are having... I'm having a problem either with my phone or my ears.
No, you're right. So we're wearing... So talking about socks. Now, where does all of this fit in terms of... Chris, where does all of this fit in terms of the threat to an aircraft?
Well, I think it's a very interesting point, Mr. Henry. So many people in the entertainment business, you know, you don't really pay no attention to the shoes that are worn by different people. But I think that when I see people getting on a plane, I'm looking to see if he's wearing an Oxford, if he has on a platform or a pump, a lot of times a moccasin. There's also the Nubak.
Nubak I've heard of. Someone wanted to get me a Nubak, and I said I took one look at it, and it was a boot that went right up above the ankle and has fur on it. Is that what that is?
It can be. Yeah, it can be.
That to me looked entirely like a woman's boot, but someone, bought a pair for me.
Hi, Phil. It's Gloria.
My mother's on the phone, Phil.
Hi, Gloria. How are you?
I'm good. I bought Larry a pair of Nubak with the fur on top, you know. And I wanted to ask Mr. Norton, are you familiar with the Nubak boot for men?
I am not familiar with that, ma'am, no.
Well, it's my understanding is it's very exclusive and they only sell it in certain stores.
Well, there's no doubt about it. The Nubak could be exclusive. If it is exclusive, then there's no way, you know. But I understand it's exciting, you know.
It is very exciting. Do you hire men who have questions about their own sex?
Mother, please. We lost the connection to Mother. What were you saying, sir?
I'm all done. I'm not saying nothing else.
Okay, you want to keep your mother off the phone. That's going to make things go much more swimmingly.
Yeah, Mother, Mr. Henry said... get lost?
I don't believe you said get lost. You didn't say get lost, did you, sir?
No, I didn't say get lost. I'm just saying one caller at a time there from the Grover home. Talking here with Chris Norton from Norton Explodes Entertainment about shoes and what kind might be smuggled aboard a aircraft containing explosives. This is based upon a new warning from Homeland Security. You got to be aware of your surroundings as a passenger, as well as a law enforcement officer. Should people be paying attention to shoes?
Are you asking me that question, Mr. Henry? I would say that to the extent that it doesn't draw attention to you, I would be very circumspect. But yes, I want to see what an individual is wearing. I want to see does it match? Are the shoes, if a guy has on a pair of slacks, if he's wearing an expensive suit, And then he's topping that off with some kind of a stacked heel like you guys were saying, or he's walking onto the aircraft in platform shoes. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I want to just jump in on that if I could, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
I think, the platform shoe, or a shoe like that, or a sling back, or a slipper, or even if you're just wearing, a pair of socks, where they have, like, the soft shoe.
You talking about a soft shoe?
No, I'm talking about soft. Anyway.
All right, so what are you guys saying? We got 1 minute to wrap up before the break.
Well, I'm just saying, I think you should pay attention, but you don't want to look stupid. I mean, I'm not trying to say anything about Mr. Grover, but don't be staring at people's shoes like you're all, ooh.
Well, no, sir. I'm not doing that. I'm not looking at people's shoes as if I'm so thrilled to see that a guy's wearing. If I see a man wearing platform shoes, you understand what I'm saying? If I see a man wearing platform shoes and he's got on a three-piece suit, then I've got questions, and I want to have those questions answered just as very quickly as I possibly can.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. That's Larry Grover along with Chris Norton as we talk about shoes. As people are getting on airplanes, should you pay attention to them? Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. What, bud?
It's a pina colada at Trader Vic's.
No,
that's a different song, you clown and a half. Talking about.
That's a different song.
This is Kid Rock. This ain't Werewolves of London.
Yeah, but he sampled it.
Yeah, but he's sampling it, but it's ain't... I like the song. It's Kid Rock and... did you see that video that Kid Rock and Charlie... who's the cat? Sean Penn made?
Oh, that is the stupidest... I think it was a pandering video. I think that it was intended to mock the right and the left, and I think all it did was... make both men look silly, and the actress that they hired, you know.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, let me get Larry Grover back on here along with Chris Norton, and we're talking about shoe bombing, but I'm sorry, I couldn't help but, that reminded me of, have you seen it, Larry or Chris?
I think I saw it. Sean Penn and Chris Rock.
No, it's Kid Rock.
Yeah, he said Kid Rock. He didn't say Chris Rock.
All right, okay. I mean, same difference, right?
No, it's not the same difference.
Not the same difference?
Why would you say that?
Well, I mean, you're Kid Rock, Chris Rock, you know, whatever,
That's like saying Chris Penn, Sean Penn. What's the difference?
Who? We mean Chris Penn.
Chris Penn is his brother.
Boy, I'll tell you, you guys should just keep talking about... platform shoes. I think you're on far steadier ground, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yeah, that's why I come on the show. I'm not here to talk about Chris Rock or anything.
We're not talking about Chris Rock. We're talking about Sean Rock. Not Sean Rock. We're talking about, if you'll pardon me, we're talking about Sean... Who?
Sean Penn and Chris Rock. Kid Rock and Sean Rock. Sean Penn are the guys that we're talking about.
Mr. Henry, it sounds like maybe you need to lay down. I'm very, very...
I apologize, guys.
No, I'm fine with all of this conundrum and asinine talk. Whether it's Kid Rock or Chris Rock William Penn or William Tell, it doesn't matter to me. I'm here because I'm an interested party in the future, in the safety of our country, and I think that Mr. Norton probably shares that.
There's no question about it. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with either one of them.
But I was just saying, you know, Bud and I were talking about this song All Summer Long by Kid Rock, and it obviously he sampled something from an old Warren Zevon song.
Well, it's Warren Zevon.
Okay, I don't know and I don't care.
Why don't you guys quit paddling it and get back to what you are trying to do?
I'm not paddling anything, General.
I understand that, but I'm just saying...
I'm not paddling anything.
That's right, you're not.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on for a minute, boy. No, go ahead, Phil.
Okay, is everybody on the same page? Want to get back to our discussion here?
I am, Phil. I've got no problem. I got nowhere to go, and...
Now, hold on, if you wouldn't mind, Miss Erin. No, I can't dance right now. Yeah, you're looking good. Yeah, you know you want it. I'm sorry, Mr. Renner. There's a young lady that I know. She wants to dance. She hadn't left me alone since I come into the club, so, you know.
Got a lot of women that are interested in you, huh?
I'm sorry?
This is Larry Grover. You got a lot of women that are interested in you?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of a double-edged sword, Larry. You know, sometimes, I got to do business like I'm doing right now. You know, I'm trying to conduct a business. And the women come around. You know, the reason is that I exude a certain level of sexuality and sex, and they're attracted to it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty exciting. Where are you at right now?
I'm the Rusty Pelican.
And the women, are you a particularly good-looking guy?
Well, what are we talking about here, you know?
Yes, I'd like to know that, too.
I'm curious, and I don't mean to...
I'm going to jump in here, Larry. I don't care. Larry wants to go... He wants to go out some night to a club. To a club, you know? And I think you should, honey.
Mother, I don't need you setting me up.
Well, I'm not, but Larry wants to go to a club, Mr. Norton, and it sounds like you have female friends.
I do, ma'am, but I can't guarantee Larry is going to attract that many females. See, I'm very familiar with a lot of...
Well, I'm sure it's a club you've been to many times, and you have your young friends, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, I do, and also, because I am, and I'm not trying to be egotistical, but I am good-looking. A lot of women are attracted to cess. I have a cess energy. I have sensual energy and sensual energy. And I also am very sexy, you know, the way I dance.
So you dance in a sexy way?
This is not necessary.
Hold on, Larry. You dance in a sexy way?
I do. I get on the dance floor and I send, and I show my cess. You know, I show the cess, and the women will see that, you know.
Well, Larry would love to learn, you know.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mother. God.
Hey, Larry, you know, it's cool. Everything's cool. It's all good. You want to come out, Rusty Pelican?
It would be fun if it's not too much trouble.
Oh, no, not at all. You can hang out, you know, and hang out with me and Steve, Rick, Brian, Cal. We got a lot of my good friends, Tucker, Logan, Tyler. Got Tucker, Tyler, too, and Terry.
So those are all those names I should learn to remember so that the guys will accept me?
Well, you know, it all depends on your sexual energy. Do you feel you have sense?
Okay, I have to cut it off here because I want to get back to...
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, you ride the shoes. Yeah.
I do want to talk about that, Phil, but I wanted to just take advantage of Mr. Norton being here on the phone.
Can I just jump on one more time?
You're on the extension. Come on.
Oh, he's going to ball. Chris, can you butch him up a little bit?
Mother, I don't need butching up. We're talking about America tonight. We're talking about the safety of our country tonight, Mother.
Mrs. Norton, is your name Gloria?
Yes, it's Gloria.
Mr. Arnold, I will certainly, you know, invite Larry to Rusty Pelican. He can dance. I've got a few young ladies that will dance with him and see what's going on, Larry.
Boy, that'd be really great, Chris. Thank you. Mother, I don't need it. Phil, I apologize. I just wanted to ask those questions.
Well, it was interesting to listen to. Wouldn't you agree, Margaret?
Yes. Larry, I'm glad that you made that approach to Chris.
It's not like a gift. You understand, it's not a gay pickup, Mr. Norton.
No, I know that. I'm not...
I'm not coming at him in the shower. I was asking about women.
I know that, Mr. Grover. I wasn't making any inference any other way. Oh, my God. I know that.
All right, I just... everybody focusing on me.
No, I mean, it was nice for you two guys, but let's finish up what we're doing here. We're talking about shoes and shoe bombers. Chris, you mentioned a couple of shoes that in the entertainment business you're familiar with that would make good shoes to hide bombs in. You mentioned, what, Bud?
I think I heard you belch.
That's nice.
Bud, would you get off it, please?
Everybody else get a belch around here.
No one is waiting for you to point it out, though, Bud.
I heard you mention a couple of shoes that you say are optimum for this sort of thing.
I think if you're getting on an airplane, if I was a shoe bomber and I wanted to fool the security apparatus, the Espadrille, there's also the Oxford, and I mentioned Oxford already, right? Yeah, and cowboy boot. Now, the cowboy boot that you were talking about, Larry, right?
Yeah, I think the guy liked the cowboy boots.
Okay, cowboy boots are, yeah, you know, you can probably hide explosive somewhere in there, but I would not wear no cowboy boots. Say, for instance, if you're coming to Rusty Pelican, which is not an airplane, I know that, so you're not going to blow up the Rusty Pelican, but
I would like you to keep in mind you don't want to wear no cowboy boot here.
Okay, so the young ladies won't like that, huh?
I don't think so. But it is, Mr. Henry, a good boot. I think it's a good, sturdy boot. And if you want to go the boot route, then you can hide explosives.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, Phil. I a lot of times I'll opt for the boot look, and
You opt for the boot look every day. You look like a redneck. You look like a redneck with a cowboy.
I beg your pardon, Mother?
Nothing. I cut myself off.
Thank you for that. So the boot, the cowboy boot, Larry?
Yeah, a lot of times I'll opt for the cowboy boot look, regardless of what Mother thinks. I'm just saying, if you, on Friday night, if you wouldn't mind maybe opting out of the cowboy boot look, and maybe go to a moccasin. Are you comfortable in a moccasin? Am I comfortable in a moccasin? I to be honest with you, well, it's like the other side of the cowboy boot look, you know.
I think that's very good, Larry.
Mother, what are you, just going to live on the extension?
All right, we're going to take a break and...
Every time that man is on your show, the mother is there.
You know what? I've noticed that, Phil. The mother is on the line.
Robert, what do you think?
Well, I think what you should do is get on the phone with her before they you have Larry on the show, and you say to her, Ms. Grover, we love you and we respect you. You have got to not get on that phone.
He does do that in a show.
I know you got to do it before the show.
I think she's got some dementia or something, man. I don't know, because she just does not get the picture. She winds up pissing him off, embarrassing him.
Well, don't put it all on her. Larry is a train wreck of a human being. You know that, I know that, she knows that. Larry's late father knew that. The people at Culver Print know that. The people at the Conservatives of Kern County know that. Larry is a flaming, rolling, smoldering wreck on four good tires. That's my feeling.
Wow, that's...
that pretty much says it.
You better believe... When Margaret Gray says something, nothing more need be said.
You stole that from Rush Limbaugh.
I beg your pardon?
You stole that from Rush Limbaugh.
All right, we're going to take a break. You can figure out who stole what from who when we come back.
No, we'll talk about it in the break.
Yeah, you guys do that. You talk about it in the break here. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, online at TuneIn. Listen live on our website for free, and of course the podcast tomorrow morning. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. I got to tell you something. I'll tell the story afterwards. We have Chris Norton on the line with us, along with Larry Grover, Conservatives of Kern County, finishing up our discussion here tonight on the security of our nation's airlines. And the reason why we have Chris on is we're talking about shoes, and we have Larry on to give us the political point of view. Although I think it's Larry, you're at Culver Bowl.
Yeah, you're seeing about six different things there, Phil. I didn't understand anything.
I noticed that too, Mr. Henry. It's a little confusing.
I apologize, gentlemen. I'm saying that you're here, Chris, to talk to us about the kind of shoes that a terrorist might use. Larry is with us to talk about the political ramifications of obviously securing this country for President Obama. But while I was doing the intro, I was thinking of the two of you guys interacting. And you're going to go out to the Rusty Pelican on Friday night, Larry?
I can hear that Chris is there. It sounds like he's having a lot of fun. No, Mother, don't get on the extension, Mother.
Let me talk to your mom.
Okay, Mr. Henry wants to talk to you. Mr. Henry wants to talk.
Hi, Phil.
Gloria, you know, we love you, and I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, I love you too, Phil.
But just let Larry talk to me and not jump on the extension.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Did you hear what Mr. Henry said?
I heard Mr. Henry get painted.
Oh, wow. Wow, my own mother.
Can I just say something to you, Larry, if you don't mind? It's Chris.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're going to want to just lay off. Yeah, the more you talk about your mother, it's extremely, extremely, sort of pushed out or wussed out. A lot of the chicks that I know and a lot of the women that respond to my sexuality They don't want to know about a dude's mom, you know. So when you come out to Rusty Pelican this weekend, and you will be sitting in my booth with me, Steve, Jack, Sven, and you know, and Missy and Kimberly and the select few chicks that we will allow there, you will be in my booth, okay?
Yeah, are you saying I get to sit in your you guys' booth?
Yeah, you will be allowed to sit in my booth, and you'll be there with my friends. You know, like I said, Jack, Biff, just everybody there. And we want to make sure that you don't blow it, you know, because the last thing you want to do is blow it.
Well, what do you mean by blow it?
Yeah, I'd like to know, how does one blow it in your company, Chris?
Well, Ms. Gray, I can hear that you're extremely, you know, you're extremely citable. And
I'm extremely what?
You're citable, you know, you know.
What do you mean, citable?
I mean, she's citable.
Excitable?
Yeah, you know, and...
Well, no, I just like to hold someone to the truth and not their load, not their wheelbarrow filled with bull dung. Bull, God, I wish I could say the S word.
You know, we've had this discussion before. I find, Ms. Gray...
This is beside the point. You two guys were talking about Friday night. You guys want to get into it on the phone later, that's fine. You're talking about Friday night, then we'll get back to the shoes?
Yeah, I just want to say to Larry, you know, Larry, you know, I want you to relax. You're going to be coming out to the Rusty Pelican. You'll be in my booth, which is in the southeast corner of the Rusty Pelican. We have a view out to the harbor and the ocean and everything like that. And you'll also see Missy, Kimberly. What you're going to see when you come in is a line of women that are circling the table.
Okay, all right, that's fine. You guys can work that out later on.
Okay, but just so I know, I'm making notes. The line of women that are circling the southeast corner booth.
Oh, that is correct, yeah.
Okay, that's great. So...
Well, I'm trying to give the guy a lay of land, you know.
You're trying to give me a leg of lamb? I didn't hear you.
No, man, that's a leg of lamb. I'm trying to give you a lay of lamb.
I heard leg of lamb, too.
No, he's saying lay of the land, but he's saying it like he took one off the...
Oh, right. I took one off the chin. So you're saying I took one off the chin?
Off the shin. No, off the chin. What's the one that's in the face? You took one off your face. In fact, it sounds like, Chris, you took one off your mouth, if you know what I mean.
I don't understand the terminology, but I'll be...
That's okay. Don't worry. Yeah, Ms. Gray, you wish. You wish. Yeah, you wish.
I wish what?
You wish.
I wish that you took one off the face?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I say you wish.
They say you wish you took it. You took one off the face.
No, not today, Chris. Not, at least not with this present company, no.
Oh, yeah, you wish.
Okay, so that's fine, and now we can continue.
Yeah, we'll take this up later on.
Yeah, you wish.
Wow.
Boy, you are just loquacious tonight, aren't you?
What? Hey, Mr. Henry, you know, did you hear the joke about the lady that used big words? And she's trying to express herself with big words. You know, did you hear that one, Mr. Henry?
No, I didn't.
Anyway, there's a lady, and she's trying to express herself, you know, with big words, right? And wait a minute. What?
Okay, you're getting distracted. We wanted to hear the joke.
No. It's a good joke. It's a good joke.
No. I'm just to conclude here, Larry. Do you have any questions?
All the questions I have are pertaining to how I should dress on Friday night.
No, this is about the security of America from shoe bombers.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Do I have any questions? I don't really, other than to say. Well, here's a question. Does President Obama care what shoe a guy is wearing when the shoe and the leg that's in it and the foot that's in it blow to pieces and then the rest of the guy goes up too? I don't think so. But I will say that if I'm wearing a boot, if I'm going the boot route, if I want to go the Oxford route, and I've loaded a shoe with explosives, I must really hate dancing.
Okay.
I mean, guys, just I want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
If that's the kind of joke that you're going to tell on Friday night, I'm just, you know, email, ease it back. That's not going to work, you know.
Okay. All right. Thanks for giving the heads up.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Larry.
Are you hanging up on me and then you're going to talk to him? That's not...
No, I'm hanging up on both of you guys. Thank you so very, very deeply.
Can you believe that Larry is going to go out to that club, to that rusty pelican, and what's he going to do?
I think it's good. He's getting out of the house.
I do, too.
Oh, please. Please. Don't you think there's better company than that man?
Let me tell you something about Larry Grover. That guy hasn't had a decent date in years. Years. Over a decade. Because he's so concentrating on how liberals are screwing his life up. That guy needs to go out and find a real woman, okay?
And he's going to find a real woman with Mr. Osford?
Yeah, he can't say he'd wear a pair of socks.
I agree with Phil. I just heard a woman say 1 minute. What is that again?
That's Nikki, our engineer.
Okay, that scared me, you know.
Because it's going into your headphones.
The what?
It's going into your headphones.
What is?
The voice of Nikki. That's what you... So what do you want to say?
I agree with you. That's what I wanted to say. That this guy, Grover, he needs to get his ashes hauled. Okay? Are you happy there?
Well, General...
No.
All right. So very good. So good luck to you, Larry, if you're listening. And we'll be back with on the other side, man, with more of this grooviosity here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. On the 15th of March... The Phil Henry Show goes full podcast, full digital, all the time. Check us out tomorrow night on our pre-show between 6:30 and 7 Pacific, and we'll give you the whole lowdown on how that is all going to take place. We'll be right back after news, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.